But that's RN News. I'm Rich Thomason. He went online pledging allegiance to ISIS and expressing a desire to kill. That's what President Biden says about the terrorist who did kill 15 people in New Orleans early yesterday by driving a rented pickup truck into a crowd on Bourbon Street. The FBI's Althea Duncan says a 42-year-old attacker may not have been acting alone.
We're aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associate.
Correspondent Jennifer King.
Sources say when he died, he was wearing camouflage, a ballistic vest and helmet, and a flag of the Islamic State group was on the truck's trailer hitch. The FBI also says they found multiple improvised explosives, including pipe bombs concealed in coolers. A Louisiana State Police intelligence bulletin obtained by the AP cited preliminary surveillance footage showing three men and a woman placing one of the devices, but federal officials did not confirm if there was a connection. I'm Jennifer King.
Investigators trying to determine whether an explosion outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas was connected to the attack in New Orleans. A rented cyber truck packed with powerful fireworks blew up, killing the person inside the vehicle and injuring seven people nearby. Also at SRNNews.com, after a New Year's Eve blackout left most of Puerto Rico in the dark, today the lights are back on. The island's power grid has been on shaky ground since Hurricane Maria in 2017, and there are warnings of possible scattered outages persisting over the next few days. Number 6 Ohio State roared into the college football playoff semifinals with a 41-21 victory over number 1 Oregon in the Rose Bowl. Ohio State headed to the Cotton Bowl on the 10th of this month. On Wall Street this morning, stocks so far in positive territory. The Dow is up 71 points, the Nasdaq ahead 50, and the S&P trading 14 points higher. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of Generation Z.
There are Americans ranging in age from 11 to 26, essentially the nation's teens and 20-somethings, and the Public Religion Research Institute has been asking them some questions. The new poll reveals that Gen Z is much less religious than all previous demographic cohorts and less likely to attend church. Gen Z is also more likely to identify as LGBT, 28%, compared to 16% of millennials and 7% of Gen X. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
2025 may see the enactment of laws designed to protect children in several Republican-led states. In Tennessee, one new statute requires porn websites to verify that customers are at least 18 years of age. But the Free Speech Coalition, a pornography trade association, has filed a challenge. A Florida law bans youngsters under 14 from having social media accounts and requires parental consent for ages 14 and 15. This is SRN News. It is a sobering statistic.
Abortion was the leading cause of death globally in 2024, with a record 45 million unborn babies killed in the womb. According to Worldometer, as of noon, December 31st, 2024, there were 45.1 million abortions performed in the course of the year, while 8.2 million people died from cancer, 5 million from smoking, 1.7 million from HIV or AIDS, 1.3 million from traffic fatalities, and 1.1 million from suicide. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
10 people injured in a shooting outside a nightclub in Queens, New York. Police say about 15 people were standing outside the club at 11:15 p.m. when four men walked up to the group of 16 to 20-year-olds who were waiting to get into a private event. Three to four of the men opened fire on the group. There's no word why. More details at SRNNews.com.